let it go, and what song did you
okay,
do?
Okay, I decided, first off, I've been waiting to see the editor, and I'm going to see her Thursday about the book. But she had thrown out to me a casual thing about how she thinks I could draw people in sooner in my book with my story about Jason, because it comes up about the seventh story.
And into the book. Okay.
It's more, that's more biographical, but most of my book is more about the music and healing, but I do tell his story. So when I tell his story, there's no compromises. It's pretty gripping. And I guess it's moving enough to get people wanting to read more. So she thought, bring it in. So I got this great idea. It was like, why not write about the experience of performing with the flashback? And I started writing. It just came to me. There I was with my guitar, walking to Kulak's, remembering how only a year ago I didn't play my guitar, and what it felt like to connect with people, and how I was going to play my song for him, and how I close my eyes to find the vibe, and when I do that, I flash right back to the day he died. And I wrote all this, and then I thought, now I'm going to go perform it, because that goes with my story. So I decided to do just singing. How do you like that? No guitar.
Last night. You acapella?
Acapella. Well, I got, no, karaoke. I got the arrangements.
Oh.
So I went up there. Here, I'll play for you.
Oh, my gosh, that would have blown me away if I
turned
on.
I thought, should I hold the microphone or stand in front of it? I'd never have held a microphone before. Never. So I thought, well, what if I'm holding it and I bump it or I drop it? I don't know what I'm doing. So I stand there. So I just stood there with my arms, you know, right at my side, and I stay calm. I mean, I closed my eyes a lot. A friend of mine told me she went to see a professional singer and they had their eyes closed a lot. So I guess it's not unheard of. Anyway.
No, it's not.
The biggest thing I can tell you as my singing teacher is I got up there, the music started, it was so loud.
Oh, goodness.
How the heck am I supposed to have my vocal be heard? And what could I do? So I started to sing loud, which you know and I know is not my best tone. And I had some tone that I didn't like, so after a while I just let it go, and I just sang the way I would sing it. So it's definitely...
Not trying to compete.
Yeah, I couldn't. I just couldn't.
I'm not sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the main
thing was... Judy, that's not bad at all.
No, I think I did okay. I got last week's performance, too, and I was pleased. The main thing is pitch. I'm keeping pitch now, which I'm so happy about.
Judy, what a huge step this is.
It is.
That's the last
step.
Thing I expected you to say, that you... I mean, you threw yourself in the fire.
I don't know.
Literally, I mean, you didn't even know how to hold the mic or what. You were afraid of what you're going to do with the mic.
Karen Carpenter. Right? That's where she used to hide behind her instruments.
Oh, my God. Gosh, Judy,
well, yeah.
That's huge.
Is it huge?
Oh, that's huge.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Because for me, it's less work to sing than just sing.
Yeah.
Playing the guitar, remembering all the chords, not making them looking at my hands. I mean, to me, I love concentrating on singing. I could see that would be somewhere I would like to go. Just to play one song if I did a performance with the guitar and then do the rest this way.
And focus on, it's so cool.
It is so cool.
It's
you
cool.
taught me that. Especially with all the recording I've been doing. I really hear the tones. It's just... When I do a recording, one take doesn't do it. So I know there's going to be pitchy spots. But I think I pulled it off.
Oh, really. You did.
I'm really happy.
When you first said that, I was thinking, I'm thinking old Judy, you know, because when you're saying, you know, I went loud, I went out of my thing. But now when you go, what you call out of your level, your technique level, it's
fine.
It's still so far above where you were, even at your best before.
Oh, my God.
It's like your worst now. Is better than your best
it's
used
a miracle.
To be.
It's a miracle. It's like it's a fairy tale. It is a fairy tale.
So I thought you were going to be shooting all over the place. The way you said the music was loud and you just started loud. And that wasn't, oh my God.
I was sitting next to somebody and talking and I said something like, oh, I didn't sing for 30 years and, you know, I was just never a singer. They go, well, you're really good. And I'm like, really? What are you talking about? And I'm like looking around. What? No, I'm not a singer.
That's
right?
Cute.